Welcome to Ask Us Anything. It is January 24, 2024. And of course, we're here to query and get answers to stuff. And welcome one and all. Let me briefly set a container before we start. Hang on. The shamanic yawns have started. Allies, please come. Thank you. Allies, please set up a safe container for our discussion. Thank you. Alrighty. So ask us anything. It's just an open forum. You can shoot out whatever question you've got, and anyone is welcome to begin by unmuting and speaking. So, who wants to be first?
Well, I will, if that's okay.
Please.
Hi, so I met with you a couple of weeks ago individually, and then I joined the online forum. And I've been doing a lot just through the recordings usually. And when I originally started doing the invocations, even like the healing ones, sometimes the next day I would be really achy, like physically, like as if I worked out too hard. And then I started just specifying like gentle and it got better.
Okay,
and
good.
then I've noticed sometimes when I've done some of the, especially when I like the group and individual healings, more than just like the gentle healing or the unconditional love ones, I'll feel that same way the next day. And then but when I do a healing invocation, then it'll get better. But then last night I did the recording of the 5D one and it felt good. And the thing is, it feels really good while I'm doing it. So there's like no indication this is too much. And then last night I got really nauseous and I felt really sick after. And I don't know if that's just coincidental. And then I had to, like, I spent about 2 hours just doing all this different clearing stuff. And I just didn't know, like, does that happen to people? Like, or should I just do gentle ones, or like what kind of suggestions there are?
Okay, great question and well spoken too. What I'm getting intuitively is, am I correct that you're quite enthusiastic about getting into accelerated healing and awakening? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're giving you what you're asking for. And if you want to go fast, that means you're going to clean up faster. So they are, through the processes you're doing, they're stirring up your heavy energy and flushing it through. So the enthusiasm and frequency with which you're doing the events is catalyzing a faster heavy energy release is what I'm getting.
Okay.
So if
All
you
right.
want it, if you don't want that level of intensity, just do fewer events or space them out more or choose gentler ones. So if you wanted to go hardcore, you could do a bunch of shamanic awakening ceremonies and breath works. You know, that's the most intense stuff we got. So you can, it's like you've got a brake pedal and a gas pedal. So doing more events and doing more intense events will accelerate your heavy energy release, and doing fewer or doing gentler will slow it down.
Okay. All right. So I think it's just finding a balance, because I mean, I really enjoy it and it feels really good and healing while I'm doing it. But then like today, I felt nauseous all day. I wasn't able to get everything done that I planned. So it, you know, I need to find a balance of what feels good and what leaves me feeling balanced, I think, too.
Yeah. And, you know, what we don't want to do is get you so, you may have it such an intense experience that you just give it up entirely. You know, you don't want to overdo. So if anything, I would err on the side of just a touch less. And then that way you won't have parts that'll scream, oh, we got to get out of here because it's too intense or too disruptive. So
okay.
So, you have to decide for yourself, frequency and intensity, but my sense is that that is what's happening. And I have had others report similar things when they dive into the deep end, like it sounds like you are.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't doing like something wasn't wrong that I felt that way. So, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And again, we're also in the middle of COVID and flu season. So, it's
Right.
possible that there might be something else happening in addition to the Awakening Plus work. It's not a controlled experiment. So,
Right. Yeah, it could just be coincidence that I just caught a virus or something too. So.
I'm not trying to shun blame, but that is a possibility. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Jen. Great question. All right, who else has got a question? Yeah, Linda typed, yes, many of my friends are experiencing the same thing right now. And for a broad, observation, seems like everybody's going through higher intensity these days. But it wouldn't necessarily manifest like as nausea like Jen was experiencing, but it is an intense time, and everyone, including me, is having higher intensity experiences right now. Laura?
Might a thought came to me in response to what Jen was asking, my
Laura, I'm
question.
sorry to interrupt, but your audio quality is pretty poor. Could you do something to help it
Oh,
be better?
is that
No.
okay. Well, then what we're going to do is...
Oh, I guess she's going to call back in. She just left the meeting. So I suspect she's going to come in on another device. Here she is.
All right, now can you hear me?
That is better. Thank you.
Okay, I can't hear you. That's weird. Hang on.
But you sound kind of distant. Be sure you're close to your microphone, please. Now she's muted. We'll get it figured out.
All right, I was using some Bluetooth earbuds and it affects the voice now, I know. So.
Now you sound good. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. A thought came to me in response to what Jen was talking about, and I was wondering if it would be okay to share
Go for it. This isn't ask us anything. Yeah. Not.
it. A few months ago, I was dealing with some physical stuff, and I was noticing that I often react by, "Ooh, I need to push harder," and there were like days in a row where I'd ask ayahuasca, like, give me your most intense right now. Oh my goodness. But what came to me one day was, why don't you ask your body what it needs? I was like, huh? I'm like, well, that would be a more compassionate attitude to have with my body. So I did. And it told me that it wanted a specific smoothie that I've been thinking about. So I started making that and drinking that every morning, and it really helped. And a client I was working with, she told me today that once we'd started talking about compassion with the body, she was starting to get intuitive hits from her higher self as to what to eat and when, and she's having amazing results. So my thought is, Jen, what might help to kind of alleviate this stuff is just ask your body what it needs, because maybe it needs, like more magnesium or something to help just keep it strong while you're doing this healing work. So that's was my thought.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Laura. Thank you.
Sweet.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and just to be explicit, when this event first kicked off, it was called Ask Me Anything, like it usually is with in other groups, but it became so obvious quickly that there were so many brilliant minds in the space and so much great advice to be given by those other than me that we changed it to Ask Us Anything. So truly, anyone on the call is welcome to throw in anything they think might be helpful in response to a question. And thank you, Laura, for setting that fine example. All right, who else has a question?
Hi.
Hey, Linda. Well, Vivian
Hi.
and Linda were neck and neck there. Linda's talking, so go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, everybody. I have so many healing modalities that I use. I'd like to know from spirit which one they feel would be the best one for me. I do a little sound. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so
Somebody was answering. Somebody started talking.
I think
Oh,
that
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that my sound was on. I think I just said sotto voce, you should ask them. I have, but I get mixed answers.
Okay. Well, is it possible, Linda, that, at a given moment, a particular healing modality is fine at that moment and that they may like you using a variety of things?
Oh, maybe. That could be.
Yeah. So the fact that they're calling on a bunch of different things at different times might be perfect and not a mistake.
No. Yeah, that would be really good. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that was easy. Who else has got a question?
I could just make a comment about the dietary things. Can you hear me?
Yes, you
Yeah.
sound good.
Yeah. Hi there. Well, first of all, it's my birthday today, so I'm just dipping in to say hello.
Well, Vivian, can I quickly sing you my birthday song? It doesn't take
Oh,
much.
definitely. Yes, please.
Right, so here we go. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Hey! Oh, wait.
That's brilliant.
Wait, wait,
The sound of laughter is great.
wait.
A while ago, I asked in this forum if anybody had good advice about losing some weight. And the advice was pretty much, well, ask your guides. So I did that. And I report back that I've lost a couple of dress sizes, which I'm pretty happy about.
Yay.
And for me, the advice was make sure you have enough prebiotics so that the gut is really important. And so I personally took a month of Silymarin compound, which helps your liver. And then I took a supplement, which I only take like once a week or something now, that is actually basically a variety of prebiotics. And if I'm not having raw yogurt, then I will make sure I have that. And the other thing that I did, for those that are interested, is that I've started making my own apple cider vinegar in the last few months.
Oh, wow.
It's the simplest possible thing to do with just a few apples. And as a result of that, I have all of these gallons of delicious apple cider vinegar that I've pickled a lot of vegetables with. So it's well known that having kind of pickles or sauerkraut or kombucha or something is really, really helpful. So, and because it's very hot here in the summer, I'll have like pickled something every day. So just passing that on, because managing our weight especially as we get a little bit older, can be a bit difficult. So it's successful, and I'm planning on being the same weight as I was at 30. I think that would be fine. We'll let you know in a few months whether we get there. So that's it from me.
And Linda typed, fermented foods are loved by the stomach. Yeah, I
Yeah.
make my own kombucha. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you have to, unless you make it, buying lots of kombucha is an expensive process, and making apple cider vinegar is dead cheap. So
Yeah, that's true.
that's it. Just listening with some affection. That's fine.
Oh, Vivian, I wanted to sing you the rest of the birthday song. I didn't quite get all of it in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here it is. This is the second verse. It's shorter than the.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In fact, I am just now transitioning to a keto diet,
Okay.
which is supposed to virtually guarantee weight loss, and I can stand to lose about 30, 40 pounds myself. So I'm looking forward to in a few months being a slimmer, trimmer, healthier Benjamin.
Oh, good luck with that.
Thank you. All right, so who else has got a question? Nobody? Well, if nobody has a question, we'll just wrap it up. This will be a really short ask us anything then.
All right, fine. I will
Laura,
ask
wow.
a quick question. curious. It occurred to me, it's like I'm curious about how you found or got into getting trained in IFS.
Into IFS? Okay. All right. Sure. How did I get exposed? I honestly don't recall the exact moment when I became aware of IFS, but when it was explained to me, and I got the concepts, I got really excited about it and started reading voraciously. I read several IFS books. And just based on what I had read, started working with it a little bit with my astrology and shamanic healing clients, and started to have some good effect. And then I then took a 4-month weekly training with a gentleman named Ted Riskin here in Nashville, and it did not end in certification, but he assured us, as he's a certified IFS practitioner himself, and he said, this is basically the same training you would get with the training that costs like 4 or 5 times as much, but I just don't give you the certification. And that was good enough for me. So I regrettably cannot tell you the moment of first exposure, but that was kind of the sequence I went through to begin diving into it and incorporating it. Vivian?
I'm just thinking that there are antecedents to internal family systems. The whole idea of parts of self has been really developed through psychosynthesis, psychology, also a little bit through psychodrama. And certainly anybody who's studied Jungian psychology in any depth would be familiar with the idea of complexes or parts of self that can operate semi-autonomously, so that there can be conflicts between different parts of self. So it was actually founded on a fairly rich ground that would probably go back 80 or 100 years of different psychotherapeutic work. It's just been formalized into a system that's relatively easy to get a handle on, I think, and more available for people to work with themselves. So yeah, that's just a little comment that it wasn't somebody's brainchild out of nowhere. It's actually, and you know, if you've studied astrology, of course, you can see that the planetary powers can help us develop parts of self that don't always agree with each other. And Saturn and Mars don't always have, are not always in agreement about what the next right steps should be. So,
True.
yeah.
Yeah, and a while back I read a book on parts work, and it was maybe a 300-page book, and IFS got maybe a page and a half. So there's dozens and dozens of modalities that work either mainly or at least peripherally with parts. And like Vivian says, my reading exposed that, yeah, there's because my belief is that the parts paradigm is true. I think humans really do have many parts. And so people can't help but notice that from time to time and look it into a system. So yeah. And just a quick anecdote around that, my understanding is that the Dick Schwartz, the guy who founded IFS, organically developed it. He was a family systems therapist working with families. And then he started noticing with individual clients that they had a dynamic going on inside them as if there was a whole family inside. And rather than like coming up with a theoretical framework for IFS, he just observed what was actually happening. And over decades, the system sort of organically developed itself based on his actual observations of what was happening in his therapeutic clients. So I love that
But
origin.
that point that he had a family systems framework, and that didn't come from nowhere. So you could look at where family systems comes from. But anyway, I won't give us a history lesson like I do. But one thing builds on another, and then the observation and experience builds. But look, we might want to continue with that. But I'd actually also like to know how yesterday's women's group went, if there was going to be anybody who managed to. Feels free to speak about that. I'd love to hear that.
Well, I wasn't there, so I'm not the guy to talk
No,
about
you can't comment, no, that's it.
it. Well, I don't see any volunteers, so that may be an unanswered question.
But all may there may be also a circle of confidentiality around it that makes commentary not really possible. I don't know. Let it be.
All right, next question.
Well, I could go again. I have a
Yeah,
lot
jump in, Jen.
actually. Too, I also was wondering about the women's group too, but my question too is with I've done twice I've done the IFS, the self-guided one, and I know at the end it's a kind of check-in with your new incorporated part. Is that, I mean, I just kind of like do that very casually, like to see if I can still feel it, or is there, should I be going into it deeper, or is it okay just to be like, no, that still feels okay, kind of.
The way I tend to do that is if I've the recommendation from IFS is to do that for 3 weeks after integration. And you just take a moment during the day and check in with the part and say, hey, everything okay? You doing all right? And the part will tell you it is or isn't. And if it says everything's fine, then it might be a 5 or 10 second check-in and you're done.
Okay.
If the part indicates that it's having some kind of challenge, then if you can make time to work with it and help it with whatever challenge it's experiencing, then that would be a good thing to do.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Welcome. Great question. Next. All right, if you got a question, pop it out.
I have another.
Well, Jen, no one else is talking. You can ask a question if you want, please.
I was wondering, like, how can you use like this kind of like asking your higher self or your allies or whatever to help like clear, like I used to do like energy work where I would put like light around like my house and my belt. Like we live in a sketchy-ish neighborhood and stuff, and I like can you use like do use the invocations too in terms of protecting space or home or sending good energy throughout our home or
I
yeah,
mean,
just
sending energy is obviously a Hollow Reed thing. Yeah.
okay.
So yeah, you could invoke allies, please, create an energy field around my property and my house and so that only energies of high vibration and benevolent intent enter this field, things like that. You could also have them clean the space up in the first place before you put a shield around it. Yeah, just invoke it. I'm a huge advocate of asking your higher self and your allies to do energetic stuff for you that they do better than humans do.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause it was weird last night when I was feeling really sick after the 5D thing. I actually got this like feeling of some of it was like house clearing stuff that was coming through me, which surprised me. Like I didn't, and I don't know, 'cause I can just kind of feel stuff. I don't really know how to label it. And then I also know we're not really supposed to, 'cause our higher self is just doing it. We don't have to think of why or what things are.
Right.
But I just got this feeling like all this yuck stuff was coming out of our house, and I feel like my house, the people who lived here before, I don't think had great energy, and I've done a lot of stuff, but and I thought I had done it all. So it surprised me because I felt like there was all this yuck that came out through me. I don't know. Is that possible? Does that
Oh
make
yeah,
sense?
I've had that experience many times.
Oh,
You know,
okay.
the way I work shamanically is they put it right through my body. I have tried other ways. Could you please clear this anyway, but right through me? And they said, nope, this is how it works for you. So,
Oh yeah, that wasn't fun. That wasn't
no.
pleasant, but it left.
If you're going to be a heavy energy clearing agent, then get good at it. You know, that's what I learned to do is just to be really good at letting heavy energy come through me and process through and go down to Mother Earth. So.
Okay.
If that's how it's playing, then get good at it, would be my advice.
Okay.
And that's just as simple as just say, hey, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and then just let it run. There's no techniques you have to learn. Just be willing to have it pass through and have your higher self and or your allies process it through you. That
Okay,
works.
because I got a little scared because it was unexpected, and but the thing is, I've noticed it's like today at least, like I progressively started to feel like even though I did have nausea all day, it is moving and it does feel like it's not getting stuck. So I'm like, okay, I guess it's okay. It's just moving through me
Yeah.
somehow, but it was a little scary last night. So yeah.
I understand. Well, if you're not used to it and that starts happening, that can be a little freaky if you have no grounding or concept for it. But basically, you're functioning as a shaman. You know, what
Yeah, I
shaman?
wasn't planning to do that. Okay.
People don't usually plan to be shamans, it's usually thrust upon them.
All right. I just wanted my own healing, but that's okay too. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, no, you're I think you have capabilities that you're just beginning to get an inkling of. And the sense I'm getting, Jen, is you're getting fast tracked to greater capability. In fact, can I share what the allies just said to me? They're
Yeah.
actually hoping you'll consciously join the light worker team at some point, where you will step into your divine potency and know that you are here to assist in that way. If you so choose, it's not required, but I'm getting
The
a
light.
sense that that's a possible trajectory for you if you are open to that.
What is that? What is the light worker team?
It means that you are making a conscious decision to benefit not just yourself, but to, do things on behalf of the greater good of the planet and its inhabitants. And some people serve beyond the earth as well.
Okay, so it's not like a group that meets on here. It's just a general people that's what
No,
I'm hearing
it
now.
is
Okay.
there's no organizing council that I'm aware of. It's just like
Oh,
once you get advanced enough that you're getting inner guidance on what to do and you're willing to do it, and you get adept at letting divine energy work through you, that you're a light worker if you're
okay.
inside of love and light. Yeah.
Okay, wow. That's pretty
Could
big.
I
Well,
add, could I add something, Jen, that I've found helpful about all that?
yes, yeah.
Well, what ha happens for me if I feel that starting? I'll actually ask whether this could be completed or suspended by a specific time in the day. So, look, if I know that I have to like be really functional, say at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll say, I'm happy for this to continue as it supports highest good. Could it please be completed or left over for a future time by 5 p.m.? I need to be functional, and that helps a lot. I think setting boundaries for me around what I do time-wise really helps, because the other world doesn't function on clock time, but we have to. So I don't want
Right. Oh, thank you. That's actually very helpful. I didn't know I could ask that. So
Yeah.
that's, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
And I
for me.
remember,
Who's that?
sorry, I was remembering a couple of months ago, we did a session and there was a member who was having energy passing through her, and Benjamin had given her a custom invocation to ask them to do it quickly, as quickly and as easily as possible. So if it's taking like 24 hours, I think you can ask the guides, hey, can you please move this quicker so that I'm not suffering like all day long. So
Right.
that, yeah. And on top, the other thought that came to me was, also, if it's feeling a little overwhelming, because the energy feels kind of bigger or more intense, you can ask them to make you bigger so that the energy can run through you more easily. I've done that a couple of times and it's really helped. So.
Oh, just energetically bigger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the part. I feel like when I expand energetically, like I really feel like the next, like last night even, I was like shaking. It was like after like you really worked out hard and you're exhausted, your muscles are shaking. That's how it felt after. But there's no indication, like while I'm doing it, there's no indication that it's too much or I need to be bigger.
Right.
It's not till after that I have the kind of, rebound effect or something.
Yeah, I would just do the moderation approach that I suggested earlier.
Okay.
I think for me, one of the other things is around the closure point of view is when I'm reviewing the day or I'm reviewing a particular like intense thing like that, it would be, well, thank you very much for this. Thank you. Look, I'm grateful for whatever occurred. I don't really understand it yet. And now I'm making dinner. It's like, it's like, I don't want to be shaking or
Mm-hmm.
thinking the cosmos while I'm preparing a meal. I mean, I want my focus to be totally on what I have to do in the here and now. At other times, I'm totally available. I've been doing a lot of writing on different websites at the moment, on Quora and on AstroSeek and so on. And sometimes I know that the answer, just what I'm writing, is an answer to a question that comes more or less from what I know personality-wise. But in other cases, I feel like I'm going really deep psychically into a situation in order to try to find the right words to say and to bring it back. And it's also really important for me to name to myself that that's what's occurring, and to not just go to sleep with that on my mind without saying, yes, I'm willing for this to continue to unfold in my sleep tonight. Otherwise, I'm going to wake up exhausted. It's something around that hygiene, around the use of my energy, that feels important. Today I lay this aside. Tonight I'm willing to explore further with issue X. And the same with blessing the news. If I listen to a news cast, I don't want to just turn on my iPhone and look at the news without me going, may my reading of this, may what comes out be of blessing and support in every event that I read about. Otherwise, I'm going to absorb it all unconsciously and be burdened by it. So it's like I'm asking my allies and guides to use my consciousness to to receive and to bless simultaneously. So those are some of the things that I've been working on with regard to these downloads of stuff. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Vivian. That's
Thank you, everybody, so much. I really appreciate all your suggestions and guidance too. So thank you.
You're welcome, Jen. Anybody else got a question?
I've got an astrology question, if nobody else is bubbling over with things.
Okay.
All right. So I looked at my solar return, which means looking at the way the planets are right now today. So 7 o'clock this morning was my exact solar return, and I have the progress moon at this moment at 1 degree of 34 of Capricorn, and I have the progress ascendant at exactly the same place. How do you like that? Within seconds. So it's also at 1 degree 34 of Capricorn. These are two progress things. Now, my natal chart, that would land up being in the third house. And I just thought that was a curious phenomena. I just wonder whether you have any comment on that. It's like seems rather extraordinary to have the progress ascendant, it's entering a new sign, which it did here.
This is secondary progressed planets you're talking about?
Yes.
All right, so I'll be brief because this is a very technical question that might not be of much use to other folks.
Yeah, right. I know you did say ask anything. It might not be useful for everybody.
Okay, what I will say is with the luminary and the ascendant together in that moment, that's a very powerful new beginning because the ascendant is the first house cusp and it's the new beginning energy. So I would just say it's a powerful year for starting new stuff, to put it as simply as possible, especially in Capricorn, which is very productive and industrious. Okay, so I'll confine my comments to that
That's probably the kind of combination I needed to hear. It's kind of a combination of like first house new beginnings, but being there in my natal third house
much.
feels like, that Capricorn energy of my third house is probably also like emphasized in some way, as would be my reading.
And could be a new beginning in the mental realm if it's third house.
No, I won't go into the whole thing. There's like
Yeah.
Ocean, Mercury, Mars stuff in the eighth house and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, that was the little configuration that I thought was worth noting, really.
Well, we'll do an astrology event next month in February, so you're welcome to show up for that and ask about. That would be the perfect venue for that. Yeah. All right. Who else has got a question? Going once. Going twice. Come on, Jen, you got at least one more question, don't you?
Probably. I was just gonna like rewatch this tomorrow on the video because I actually missed bedroom because I felt a little overwhelmed when you're saying what the allies or the guides said. Can you say what they said again? I'm actually feeling, I don't know, I felt a little overwhelmed.
I'm sorry, that was not my intention. I just got an intuitive hit when we were talking that you have the potential to become a beautiful being of service. It sounds like you've got some significant metaphysical experience already before you showed up here, right? Is that
Kind of. I mean, I mostly have, I mean, I'm a therapist, so like mental health. So I already do a lot of light work. And then my family, my sister is a channel. I mean, it's in my family that where people do a lot of and stuff. So I've been exposed to it, but I never I actually never wanted to do that. I have a lot of I don't know. I don't know if this is the forum for this. I have a lot of fear. I've had bad experiences early on, and so I had a lot of fear of things where I felt like I don't know if that's from the highest good or not, or if something negative came. I always felt that I couldn't always protect myself, and so I've shied away from it.
You mean bad things like dark entities messing with you?
Yeah. When
Yeah.
I was younger. So,
Well, to me, that just is that showed your sensitivity even at an early age. So, to me, that almost qualifies you. Here's the deal. In my and the perspective I bring is as someone who's done over 10,000 client sessions, astrology, shamanic healing, and life coaching, and I've run Awakening Plus and similar memberships for years. So I've, been on the shamanic path for nearly 20 years myself and the spiritual path for that. So I have a pretty good depth of experience with how kind of the game works. And you're never going to get hit with dark beings that are too much for you. They may be significantly challenging, and when you're first confronted, it may you may be at a loss as to what to do. But there is a way forward. And sometimes the journey is to learn to gain the resources and tools to work with the challenge that you've got. But my experience is that the deck is fair. The deck is not stacked, is what I mean to say. And there is a way to master whatever challenge you're being faced with. So the fear is natural. And as a little kid, you might not have had any way to cope with that. But as an adult, you do. And especially once you learn that you have these powerful divine allies to call on, and they're much more powerful than any dark thing that's messing with you, then that what the law of one calls service to self greetings, can be managed.
okay, that's really helpful. Yeah, I had a thought, now it just went away because I was thinking, I mean, the reason I even when I first found like the your little short thing on the free little videos on the invocations, the only reason I trusted it was like, oh, I'm just connecting with my higher self. I can trust my higher self. So that was what let me start doing this, was because I felt safe that way.
Good.
And but then I'm also thinking, as you were talking, part of my fear I think is irrational. It might be from some part that I could do work on in terms, like it feels almost this irrational, very young fear thing. So I think if I do some IFS on that, even that
I
might
would
be it.
say that's very likely.
Yeah.
And also, let me tell you the typical progression of someone who is kind of moving through that. At first, one is just working to benefit oneself. I need to heal. I need to awaken. And the motive initially for some is a little more self-focused, which is appropriate at that stage. But once you get to a certain level of awakening, you start getting these little intuitive opportunities, and your higher self will say, "Oh, maybe you could help out in this way." And it usually starts small, and then you do a certain service and it works out well, and then you'll be given another nudge. Oh, you could do this too if you want. The higher self never forces, it just gives opportunities. And there's sort of a natural, and you discover, wow, I like doing this. This feels really good to be assisting others with divine energy and talents and abilities. So it's not like you have to figure out a game plan. Am I going to be a light worker or not? If you just cultivate your own healing and awakening at this stage, you will find that as you systematically awaken, the opportunities will naturally start opening, and then you can say yes or no to any particular light work opportunity that shows up. Does that
Okay.
make sense, Jen?
It does. It does. I mean, and right now already, like just, before I see clients anyway, I'll do the invocations for myself and then hollow read, like to, help serve their highest good. And, so I'm already incorporating it into w work that we do, that way.
So technically you're already a light worker.
Oh, okay.
If you're doing that.
It's not this big thing. This, yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Welcome. Vivian, did you want to throw something in there?
No, it's fine. It's a really lovely explanation.
So I have the Vivian stamp of approval. I feel good. All right, who else has got a question? Well, if there are no more, we can wrap it up. We don't have to go any particular duration, especially now that the membership has let us know they like shorter events sometimes. I'm totally happy to hang around if there are more questions, but pop it if you got it, or we'll wrap it up. Okay, last call for a question. All righty. We will close it up. Let me close the allies. Beloved allies, thank you for holding good energy for us during this delightful Q&A. So grateful to you all. As we close, beautiful allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Righty. Well, thank you all so much for showing up, whether you were live or on the recording. It's always great to hang out and have conversation and handle questions from you guys. So it is Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, we've got one of our, another of the shorter events, experientials. So show up for that if you can. And big blessings to one and all. Okay, thanks again, and bye-bye for now.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye, Jen.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Great evening. Night night.
All right, bye.